Visiting today with Pleasantville head baseball coach Luke Adrian. Coach, you know, you kind of look back at the last week of your season. You know, you resumed on last Saturday that suspended game against Des Moines Christian, then had games against Pella Christian, EBF, and then unfortunately Thursday night were rained out against Woodward Ranger. Just walk me through those couple games a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of just battling everything like everybody else is with the weather right now. It's just kind of a weird schedule. You have to finish a game on Saturday at Des Moines Christian with, you know, about three innings left, and you come back and you got to play. I'm trying to think where we went. Monday we got a part of a game in against Earlham. You know, we're supposed to play a doubleheader that day and got four innings in, and now we got to finish that game tonight. And then we went to Pella Christian and took our first loss that night, which was it was a tough game. We just didn't get the hits we were needing at the right times. And that's a pretty good team, despite what their record is. They're going to be a tough out no matter what. And then, you know, then Wednesday we work all day on the field to try and get a game in with Eddieville, which we were able to get in and get a nice win to bounce back. And then we get like, I don't know, one out. We're on top of the first inning last night. We had a couple of runs and we get rained out again. So now we got to find another makeup day for that. So it's just been a weird week. Got the field ready to go tonight, and hopefully we can get those two in, and hopefully the rain lays out and we can get the rest of these games in. It's just kind of been a weird season weather-wise. It kind of keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, with the weird weather that we've been having recently, and, you know, all like suspended games and different things like that and cancellations, you know, what's the biggest kind of negative that has on your team in trying to stay fresh each night but then never knowing kind of what the weather's going to throw at you?
Yeah, it's just weird. You know, it's so what happens is you don't get games in, you get your pregame hit, and then your off days, you're supposed to maybe get a chance to practice and work on some things, and now we're not being able to do that. And so you're not really, I mean, you're with your kids and you're wearing them out and they're out there grinding all the time, and it's just a long schedule and you don't get off days. And when you do, you think you got one coming, you don't get it, and you don't get any practice days. So it's a little hectic, but it's weird, and trying to just figure the things out to keep the kids where we need them to be. So hopefully we can get a little better schedule here going into the postseason and figure some things out.
You know, suffering that first loss of the season against Pella Christian, were you happy with how your team was able to rebound after that? You know, you went 10 the next night and picked up that, you know, pretty big lopsided win against EBF. Do you feel like the kids responded well despite, you know, falling in that game?
Yeah, I was. And, you know, you never know how they're going to respond after, you know, winning quite a few games in a row and getting that first loss. And I don't know if they felt pressure of being undefeated or not, but you want to see how they respond. And yeah, we jumped right out and scored 11 runs in the first inning. So I think we responded pretty well. And I kind of was expecting that, but you just kind of never know what you're going to get at that point. But yeah, it was nice to see.
You know, do you feel that not to rehash that anymore, but do you feel that kind of gives you guys a little bit of motivation that says, hey, we need to, no matter who we're playing, even if they just show five wins in the win column or whatever it was, six wins, that we got to be playing our best baseball every night.
Yeah, and it's, we knew going in there that Pella Christian, their schedule and who they play is not necessarily indicative of what kind of team they are. So it wasn't like we were going home. But, yeah, it's a good reminder for the kids that, hey, you know, every night anybody can jump up and you can have a bad night and you can't just – roll the balls out there and go play because you've got a nice record and the other team doesn't. They're going to come after you, and you know, we kind of get a target on your back a little bit when you're up there in the rankings and that type of thing. So it's kind of a nice reminder for our kids, not that we ever want to lose, but hopefully it was kind of a lessons learned thing for them, and we can lock back in and be ready to go when it's time to go again.
Yeah, and we haven't talked to Luke a lot yet about sub-state brackets, but, you know, those were posted and everything like that. We had talked, I think, you know, off kind of on everything. Kind of what are some of your initial thoughts about the sub-state bracket you guys received? I know first you'll play either the winner of PCM or East Marshall, but other than that, kind of how you're feeling about it?
Well, I think our bracket's pretty tough. When you start looking at the teams that are in our sub-state, district sub-state, and there's a lot of really good arms in that and good teams in that sub-state district. So it was, you just got to kind of play the teams they put in front of you. But yeah, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of good teams there. So in arms, and you start looking at the guys that are there and the past track records of the teams and the arms that are out there in our, our district sub-state. It's going to be, we're going to have to battle and compete.
You know, when you get into that sub-state play, do you feel that, you know, and we've talked about pitching this year with your team and how deep you are in your staff. Do you feel comfortable with, you know, you have a lot of different options in terms of when you get into that postseason play of who you want to put out on the mound, and if a guy's struggling or, you know, a guy has thrown the innings you want to see out of him, that you have a comfortable option to come in to replace him?
Yeah, and yeah, like you said, our staff is pretty deep right now, and they we get on the mound and we compete pretty well when we get out there, and it's yeah, and that's kind of a strategy, and we'll have to kind of look at that and see where we're at when we go forward, and hopefully it, you know, obviously having the depth on the mound is always a good thing, so hopefully we can use that to an advantage and make it work.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up, you know, Friday night is the, and I know those festivities were moved because it was supposed to be happening against Earlham earlier in the week, but, you know, Cancer Crusher night, you know, kind of what is the, I know Pleasantville's done this in the past, kind of what's the significance of that event and coinciding with, you know, maybe something that means a little bit more and is a little bit bigger than baseball?
Right, and it's always nice to do that and help support and go out and support a good cause like that. And hopefully, you know, we get, and like always, we always have a pretty good crowd, and hopefully we get some people show up. And I think I'm not too involved in it with what all we got going, but I know we've got like a live auction and some things like that going, or silent auction and stuff like that that's going on. I try to let some other people handle all the details and stuff like that with all my other duties, but it's always nice to play like that and, you know, get out and support a good cause. And the kids always enjoy it, and luckily this year we're playing in Earlham, and Earlham bought in on it with us also this year, and we're wearing pink shirts tonight, and they're wearing white shirts that are just like ours, that are the same logo, and basically fighting for the cause together, which is always a cool thing to see.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck against Earlham, and then when you head in your next game against Interstate 35 on Monday.
Sounds great. Thank you.